Chapter 36, The Cause of Dearth in the Church.
He who is appointed to act a part in the work for this time should feel the solemn responsibility resting upon him. We are working for eternity. If we eat of the bread which came from heaven, we shall be Christ-like in spirit and character. We are living in an age when there is to be no spiritual idleness. Every soul is to be charged with a heavenly current of life. The question is often asked, what is the cause of the dearth of spiritual power in the church? The answer comes, the members allow their minds to be drawn away from the Word of God. We are built up physically from that which we eat, and in like manner, the character of our spirituality is determined by the food given to the mind. We are to give the mind and heart proper nourishment by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. Christ declares, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. See John 6:47-57. We must abide in Christ, and Christ must abide in us, for we are laborers together with God. The work of the Christian is an individual work. Let God's workers cease to find fault, for this is sin. Let them improve themselves as they think that their fellow workers should improve. It is their privilege to live in Christ by eating the bread of life. Those who do this will have a healthy, growing experience, and the righteousness of God will go before them as they do the work specified in the 58th chapter of Isaiah.